Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Coming to you from the Opera House in Wellington, New Zealand, it's Beyond Belief, starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Craig Kakowski, Janet Varney, Annie Savage, Carla Kakowski, and Jenny Wade as a creepy family, and Mark Evan Jackson as a bartender. Music by Andy Pelly and the Andy Pelly Orchestra, featuring Jonathan Dinerstein. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written and produced by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
It's time to send little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself from mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature. Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the Society of Ages. Hello, yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Dead and Breakfast. Our story begins in a country cottage where Frank and Sadie Doyle celebrate an anniversary. Yes.
Well, here we are, Sadie, a charming rustic getaway wherein we can really get away from it all.
I do hope you're happy here.
Well, wherever you are, that's where I'm happy.
I feel quite the same, even after all this time.
Wait a minute. Wherever I am is where you're happy?
Just as wherever I am is where you're happy.
But you wanted to come here to get away from it all, right?
Inasmuch as you did.
But I didn't. At all.
Oh, Frank, I didn't either. Have we all Henry'd each other once again?
Every anniversary.
And to think I only wish to get away from it some.
Oh, me too. Shall we go home?
You know I hate to travel on an empty liver.
Oh. I thought I heard the bell toll.
Close enough.
It is my pleasure to welcome you to the Morning Inn.
Thank you. Your finest room, please. Name's Doyle.
Will you be staying with us long?
Oh, just the night.
You say that, but when you try our muffins... you'll wish you could stay forever.
Has anyone ever taken you up on that?
You'd be surprised.
I absolutely would be.
Would it surprise you to learn that in the original life of this building, it was a tavern?
Well, would it surprise you to learn that it does not surprise us to learn that, as we already learned that?
Why ever do you think we choose this place, darling?
Then I have just the room for you, formerly the site of the main bar.
And mere moments away from being one again.
May I see to your bags?
Do be careful. Everything is breakable.
With precisely how much of the Morning Inn's history are you familiar?
Oh, only the relevant facts. It's a bed and breakfast, used to be a bar.
If only it were so simple. Ah, here's your room. All the rooms here have names. Yours is... The Warm Embrace.
Very inviting.
Oh, a bar by the bed. Very inviting.
Yes. You'll be quite at home here.
Well, he certainly thought the room was funny, but I don't see it.
Maybe after we nip into our luggage, this room will get funnier.
Let's nip so deeply that it becomes hysterical.
Oh. Well, see yourself in, I suppose.
My husband and I had a dream to be the proprietors of a bed and breakfast. Our dream came true. And dreams, they say, are only a thread's width's distance from nightmares.
They don't say that.
They should. Now, shoo! Let me turn down your bed.
Oh, the bed's made. We've only just gotten here.
I must be thinking of someone else. Someone from long ago. Someone beautiful. So very beautiful. Well, I'll get out of your hair.
Frank, I believe I've noticed something about the proprietors of this bed and breakfast.
That they're a perfect match?
Precisely. Oh. Hello.
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
What a gaunt, pale little girl. Are you selling strange Girl Scout cookies? Because we'll pay us, we brought our own treats.
My parents own this inn. Or owned it. Or it owns them. Their souls. Mine? Who can say?
You can.
Or if you give us a minute, we likely could.
I am forlorn. Good night.
Teenagers.
Don't worry, love. I see what's going on here.
Do you?
Yes. We need the do not disturb sign as no one has ever needed it before.
Too late.
Have you seen my wife? She isn't in our room, but should be.
Agreed.
She came to change our sheets.
But you only just got here. Heavens, she is confused.
Yeah, she's confused. And willing to like a little drink now and again.
She isn't dangerous. I don't think.
I'm sorry. There is a chance that she is dangerous?
She has good and bad minutes. But she's only a danger to herself.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
And others. The routine work of the bed and breakfast soothes her.
That's a relief.
Or sets her off. She hasn't been the same since what happened to our daughter happened to our daughter. Nor have I. Nor, obviously, has our daughter.
Manners compel me to either ask you what happened to your daughter or not to.
Please do not mistake manners for interest.
I assure you, I would prefer not to discuss that which happened to my daughter.
Oh, a refreshing change of pace.
These walls have witnessed desolate anguish. The windows have heard the wails of the damned.
So if I care to learn more, I'll just ask the windows.
You won't have to ask.
Darling, I feel as if it's a race against time to find that Do Not Disturb sign.
Bed service?
Thank you. Still no.
Only just arrived. Slightly less recently than earlier, but only slightly.
But you've been here for weeks, months, years.
No, it merely feels that way.
It does. And it will. Oh, it will. I should get out of your hair.
Well, darling, in the coming and going that they're doing, I must tell you I prefer the latter, no contest.
Oh, ha, ha, I found the Do Not Disturb sign.
Ha, ha. Too late.
The activity schedule is as follows. 8 to 10, continental breakfast, eggs, sadness. 10 to noon, tour of a creek, relentless climb, desolation. Noon to 2, lunch. Advantage of our board games cabinet and community library shelf, which is a futile grasp at ignoring the inevitable. Then you're on your own until the kitchen opens for dinner, 5 to 7, during which there will be a wine tasting. It's fine, provided your life's fire isn't extinguished, embers cooling as everyone who ever knows you forgets you.
Wine? No, thank you.
There. I put the Do Not Disturb sign upon the doorknob. Now, to drink.
A fine toast, darling. To drink! Do you know what I think?
One of this family of innkeepers is deceased and haunting the other two to the point of madness?
Yes! But which one is the ghost, do you think?
Oh, hard to say for sure.
1 in 3 chance of guessing correctly.
I say the daughter. The fellow said there were events surrounding her, remember?
Yes, I remember. But I say it's the wife.
Oh, why?
I just want it to be her. And that dress.
Well, my money's on the daughter.
Oh, Frank, we're not betting on who is a ghost.
Oh, no. Not if we don't want to make it interesting.
$300 on the wife. You take the daughter, but if it's the husband, what then?
Then they win? Oh, now hush, darling. They'll return any moment. What do you suppose is keeping them? The do not disturb sign. There, I've removed it. How long before they show? Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Any reason you're here?
Of course. The windows told me to come.
Sure. I wonder if you wouldn't mind me asking. Let's see, how do I put this delicately?
Are you a ghost?
Oh, Sadie. You can't just ask. You have to build up to it.
Lovely weather we're having. Say, where are you from? And since we're talking, you wouldn't happen to be a ghost, would you?
Well done. Oh. A ghost? Me? Preposterous.
Ah, excellent. You don't win. Dismissed.
Oh, the windows told me to tell you to await further instructions at the front desk.
Yes, of course, naturally.
Turn down your bed. You've been here for a very, very long time.
Say, weather happened today. You're from the place. Between us, are you a ghost?
Ghosts aren't real.
Oh, yes, they are. Are you?
Real? Yes, a ghost? No.
Next.
We'll see you on the next round.
I'll get out of your hair.
Despair.
Ghost?
Me?
You.
No.
Boo.
Are you?
No.
Shrug.
Excuse me. This is a settlement. Is your mother a ghost?
Yes.
Aha!
My father put her in a wall. Or a wall put her in my father. Or I did. Am I a wall?
Probably, definitely not.
You aren't a wall.
Now, where did these spooky twins come from?
These are my friends. They were here before I was. I'm here before you are. Soon, you'll be here.
We are here.
Not like us.
Not like you will be.
Are you certain you're not a ghost, darling?
No.
Did you see my wife? She got out.
You got out. But we brought you in.
You didn't bring me. I wanted to open a B&B.
We both did. But it opened us. Turn down your bed.
We just checked in.
Turn down your bed. It's too loud.
Darling, I get the feeling everyone's a ghost.
Not everyone.
Not yet.
But you all are, yes?
No.
No. Yes.
Are you answering on their behalf as well?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's just our luck, isn't it? How do you fix ghosts who don't know they're ghosts?
Perhaps we should just go.
Drink before you're on your way?
Thank you, bartender. Two whiskeys, neat, top shelf.
Oh, and the same for me.
So, four?
Oh, that sounds better. Make it four.
I'll also have four.
creepy, kooky, ooky, spooky family? Twins? A drink before we go?
No, we couldn't. But you must.
Oh, it's as if we met before.
Oh, to us, darling.
To you more than to me, love.
And now you're here with...
Hold that thought.
And now you're...
Just halfway finished.
Now that you...
Nearly there.
With these drinks...
Goes one more.
And now your fate is sealed.
Call it what you want. Another round.
Sure, Mrs. Doyle. Then you'll be on your way, huh?
Absolutely.
Regret to inform, you will be on your way, but not to where you live.
Is this one of those situations where you have us firmly in your twisted haunted house because we drank your drinks? Because it seems as if it might be.
Afraid so.
Day two, Brute.
Betrayed by a bartender. It's how we always knew we'd go.
Oh, no, you're not gone yet.
But you will be. At your own hands.
Unlikely.
The only thing to fear is each other and yourselves.
Oh, a situation such as this magnifies all of the negative feelings we've ever had about each other to a murderous degree.
Oh, certainly. Every slight or disappointment becomes a churning tidal wave of anger and violence.
We shall get back to you if we ever encounter one or the other.
You have no quarrel with each other?
Huh. We must have, surely. We've been married for some time, presumably. Though I can't recall much before 10 years ago. Or 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Frank, I've got one. I hate the way your mustache tickles me.
You hate that you love it, you mean?
No. I mean that I love that I love it!
Well, sorry, sport, we tried.
That's as close as we get, I'm afraid.
Then, if you've no ire of your own, have some of ours.
Rage, I'm suddenly feeling it fits like a very angry glove. Sadie, love, I'm afraid. Afraid I'm going to have to murder you.
Oh, don't be afraid, darling. You won't get the chance, for you shall be preoccupied with being murdered by me.
No, darling, don't you threaten me.
Kill! You could use an axe about now. Here's one.
Here's two.
Thanks, pal. Now, all that remains is to say goodbye.
I shall miss you, darling.
And I shall miss you, darling. The first moment we met was intoxicating. And I've been drunk ever since. No one I'd rather murder to death.
To death.
Goodbye, sadistic.
Goodbye, Frankenstein.
No, no, don't do it! Don't do it!
Never mind.
Forget it. Forget it.
I don't want you to
take
do
back
it.
Your rage. Father?
Yes, yes, I take it back. I take it all back.
Oh, let me fix you another couple drinks, and then,
We'll get out of your hair.
We'll get out of your, yeah.
Nice people.
I presume you mean ours.
Who else?
Happy anniversary, Frank, darling.
Happy anniversary, Sadie.
For them, those spirits were too hostile and were left incomplete. Pun. Join the joiners next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a terrifying tale titled.
Stage, how lovely, and my giggly out here.
everyone at Lady Killer and behind the scenes. And how about that Andy Paley Orchestra? Becky Ward, Jonathan Dinerstein, and Andy Paley.
And thanks to the Work Juice Players, Eddie Savage, Greg Kakowski, Janet Burney, Mark Evan Jackson, Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, Al Loveland, and Mark Gagliardi. We would also care to thank our wonderful guest stars, Juliana Hansen, Carla Kakowski, Jenny Wade, and Molly Quinn. This show is written and produced by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
Tradition.
They did a spin on it. I see. Yeah.
One of many fine distinctions available from Work Juice.
What grieves America with ease to one? A steaming cup of rising shot. What tastes the best and costs the least? And keeps the wheel.
Serves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.